This is Ozarks at Large, and with me for the first day of February is Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics from his office in Fort Smith. Happy Groundhog's Day Eve, Michael.
Is it Groundhog's Day already?
Well, it's Groundhog's Day Eve. Tomorrow will be Groundhog's Day.
Okay.
Well, let's talk about the future of the Marshalls Museum, perhaps more specifically this election that's coming up rather soon that would install a temporary sales tax that would help finish off fundraising. There are now some people speaking out against this tax.
It's a 1 cent, 9 month sales tax, raised anywhere from 15 to 17 million needed to complete the museum. They've raised about 35 million. The board and the Fort Smith Board of Directors in late December approved this March 12th election. Yeah, it's not a surprise that a group has come out opposed. It's Fort Smith Attorney Joey McCutcheon. Many may remember him. He was the one who unsuccessfully challenged the placement of the mascot at Southside High School. He wanted to keep it as the Rebel mascot. And then Robbie Wilson, local tax accountant, has joined him in this. And their principal mantra is that, you know, one, this was initially billed as a museum, as a facility that would not require taxpayer funding, that they wouldn't ask for public dollars, although history is pretty clear there was several requests for public dollars. Governor Beebe gave them $2 million, so there has been public money, but still their point is that the museum officials never asked for it. The second is that they say there's, you know, the Marshalls Museum can go ahead and just continue to raise money. There's no rush. There's no deadline to get the facility done, and so, you know, there's this consent decree that's raised water rates, and the sales tax for it, while it would be, if it's approved, while it would be on the books, would make Fort Smith one of the, if not the highest, sales tax rate cities in the state. So the museum's got all that going against it. The museum proponents have had a little bit of a head start, but we'll see how this goes. I can tell you that it's going to be an uphill battle just from my anecdotal, what I see anecdotally. It's going to be an uphill battle for the museum supporters. Kyle, I talked to people who are progressive, who supported taxes in the past, who are really on the fence on this. So, look, I was wrong. I was dead wrong on the school millage, Fort Smith school millage. I thought that was going to be a tight race or it might lose, and it won overwhelmingly. So what do I know? But anecdotally, I think this is going to be a tough battle for the museum folks.
What happens if, say, it doesn't pass? I mean, they're going to keep building the museum.
Right. They have the money. The point is they have the money to build a museum. It's building out the exhibits, the experiences, so to speak. It's finishing it out that they need the money for. So, you know, they can put it in the dry. They can get the building in the dry and finished out. It just wouldn't be, you know, and they've got this deadline they set upon themselves of the fall of of this year. We're in 2019, which is an anniversary
right
date, 225 years with the U.S. Marshals Service. So that's kind of their, that's what's pushing the museum folks. But probably the museum folks wouldn't want me to say this, but, you know, nobody loses their birthday, so to speak, if it doesn't get built
right
by then. It would be an unfortunate delay. And this is, you know, this was first announced in 2007.
Yeah. Well, a lot's happened since then.
Right. So and just, you know, a few months after it was announced, had the greatest, you know, recession since the Great Depression. So that's been a struggle to raise the money.
Well, ArcBest is not struggling to build wealth. They've done pretty well the last 5 years.
Yeah, they have. And let's keep in mind, you know, I've been covering ArcBest for a long time now, and just a few years, not that long ago, they were struggling just to keep ledger in the black, and, well, they weren't really. Between 2008 and 2013, the company lost over $82 million. They're on a five-year string of losses. Now, of course, that was that recession period. In the previous 5 years, their net income has totaled more than $270 million. So it's an interesting story. And they've had two labor contracts signed with the International Brotherhood of Teamsters during that period. So it's been an interesting period for ArcBest. But for this recent year, the full-year net income was $103 million. That's well ahead of the almost $60 million last year. They beat all the consensus estimates. Now, when you take out some one-time charges, they still have some multi-employer pension, some legacy costs from companies that they have purchased. So they had a $28 million hit and then another $13 million hit. But their actual performance was $103 million. And they set a record. Their revenue was $3.093 billion. That's the first time they've been over the $3 billion mark. Anyone who is looking for a bright light for a company operating based in the Fort Smith economy the Fort Smith Metro. Art Best is one of those.
Well, let's talk about a Fort Smith company that is expanding into Cleveland, Ohio. I've been to Temple Live to see Dwight Yoakam a year and a half ago or so, and the folks who brought Temple Live to downtown Fort Smith are working on a structure in Cleveland. Tell me about this.
Well, first of all, you pronounced it wrong. It's D.Y. Yoakam. for some of us fans.
Gotcha.
Beatty Capital Group, Lance Beatty, several years ago, who we thought was crazy, bought that old Masonic temple in downtown Fort Smith. I remember walking through it with water dripping off the ceilings and thinking he had lost. Maybe he had fell down and hit his head on one of those stone blocks at the temple. But they've got the Temple Live going in downtown Fort Smith. And back in 2017, he purchased the 200,000 square foot. It's almost four times as large as the temple in Fort Smith, but he bought that temple in Cleveland, Ohio, which is in kind of a renovation district they have there called Midtown Cleveland, just a few blocks over from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, too, by the way. But they are investing a little over $8 million in the first two phases of renovation for that temple. Just finished the first phase, and what I think is interesting is they will have, for the two temples, they'll have about 100 employees total. Of course, that depends on how many shows are coming and going. And they've already started booking again. The temple in Cleveland, they've already got 19 shows booked through May of this year. So it's interesting to see Lance and his company kind of bring this Temple Live concept to other areas. So he kind of, and I talked to him, and I didn't get to put this in the story, but you know, you get the sense they figured out how to make it work. You know, they worked all the bugs out of the system in Fort Smith, and now they're able to hopefully, or they hope, I'm sure, transplant that to other areas. And obviously Cleveland is a much larger market. And of course, I just hope they have much better success than the Browns.
Speaking of football, who you got, the Rams or the Patriots?
I have never, ever rooted so hard against a team in my life for the Super Bowl. I just hope the Rams embarrass the Patriots. I'm sure I've made a lot of fans of that. But
well, I'm pulling for the Saints, so.
Yeah.
Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. You can read about the stories we've talked about and much, much more at talkbusiness.net. Again, happy February, Michael. We'll talk to you next weekend.
All right. Thank you, sir.